Comments and views expressed on this program are the responsibility of those who make them. They do not necessarily represent the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or any of its affiliates. Hi, folks, and welcome to the Kevin Smith Show. Whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this beautiful place called Earth, thanks for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. It's a privilege and an honor, and it's becoming more so day by day, just to have the opportunity to enjoy freedom of speech, is it not? And so I treasure each and every day that I have with you. All around this planet where, in many places, freedom of speech is in grave danger. This being one of them, and we will address that in a moment. If you happen to be listening to this show for the very first time tonight, thanks. I appreciate it. And welcome. We're glad to have you. I hope you make a habit out of it. To all the folks up in Elgin, Illinois, who are listening tonight on their company's intercom. We have two companies up there in Elgin, Illinois, two companies that allow their people to listen to this show, and they listen to it via the company intercom. Thank you to those two companies. I'll be happy to say thank you and use their names. If someone over at 1610 AM will send us those names, I'll be glad to announce them and thank them publicly for allowing that to happen. But anyway, the point is we've got people listening from 70 countries. I mean, as far as you can go in Canada to the north, as far as you can go in the United States, moving to the south, east and west, and then all around the globe, we've got folks listening, and I want to thank everyone for being here. Now, I mentioned that some freedom of speech issues are on my mind, and I mentioned that freedom of speech has been very much under attack, not by the government officially here in the United States, but by a little sort of a pimple of a committee, just kind of a pimple. But they've got a lot of power, full of a lot of pus. And I know that's gross, but anyway, they are. And what they've been doing is targeting the Internet. Now, it's called the Copyright Royalty Board. And when you first hear me talk about this, you might say, well, you don't. It sounds like you don't think that the Internet ought to have to pay royalty fees whenever they play commercial music. But radio stations have to pay it, so why shouldn't Internet? That's the issue. The issue is that I'm not opposed to Internet broadcasters having to pay it. What I'm opposed to is Internet being charged sometimes 300% more than radio. Do you think that's fair? Do you think it's fair? I don't, and I have opposed that. I have called upon all Internet broadcasters to refuse to play any commercial music. Let them eat cake. Well, we're getting some results. I'll tell you about it when we come back. I'll also tell you about a big lawsuit that I'm in favor of. We'll be back right after this.
Ten, nine. Alien Seeker News has blasted off and is providing a new and important resource for everyone interested in UFOs, aliens, alien abductions, Bigfoot, Chupacabra, and more. Featuring five of the top UFO radio talk shows, lots of information and articles and free forums, Alien Seeker News has launched on its journey to greatness. Go to alienseekernews.com, register for the free forums, and get the classic Flying Saucers Are Real by Major Donald Kehoe as a free ebook. Join today.
They call themselves the Copyright Royalty Board, the CRB. I looked all through the United States Constitution. I didn't find them. And I didn't find authorization for them. And I really didn't find any authorization for anyone to have appointed them. They are totally and completely out of step, out of line, and have, in my opinion, no legal standing. Now, they would, of course, marshal their very high-priced, very well-heeled lawyers to say that they, of course, do have legal standing, legal footing, and that I'm ignorant of the law. Not so ignorant as you may think, gentlemen, not so ignorant as you may think. What they have done is they have decided that those who broadcast on the internet must pay higher fees, much higher fees, in order to play any copyrighted recorded music that is licensed with certain agencies. Now, I want to be careful and not say, I don't want to say, and I am not saying, that those agencies are responsible for what has happened. So I'm not saying that BMI, ASCAP, CSAC, Sound Exchange, I'm not saying they are responsible, although there is one of them in there that sort of is. You'll have to do your own research to find out which one. But the Copyright Royalty Board said that on May the 15th, starting May the 15th, internet broadcasters were going to have to pay these royalty fees. And it's not just that they have to pay the royalty fees, but they have to pay higher rates than your local radio station. Now, that's quite interesting, is it not? Very, very interesting. Because, first of all, there are some sort of maverick politicians. By maverick, I mean that they are, you know, they're not the button-down, collar, suit and tie politicians that we've all grown accustomed to. You know, they're willing to step out and try new things. Now, some of them, I find their politics appalling. And some of them, I find their politics palatable. None of them would I come out and publicly support, and you know that. But they use the internet. They have, these politicians have used the internet on both the liberal and conservative side, but they're sort of mavericks, and they've done it with great success, tremendous success. Actually, amazing, astounding success, and it scares the bejesus out of the traditional politicians. Now, couple with that the majority of the people who are listening to radio, even right now, the majority of the people listening to radio are listening to radio on the internet. That means that the majority of the people who are listening to radio are not listening to radio. They're listening to internet radio. Now, that took a big bite out of the standard broadcaster's income. Oh, they still have the lion's share, make no mistake about it, but they don't want anyone else to have a share at all. And I can't blame them for that. So you have the broadcast industry being pretty much, not entirely, but pretty much exempted from these higher rates, and only the internet broadcasters targeted. So it, you know, it accomplishes killing off an avenue for the maverick politicians to get their message out. It accomplishes killing off the competition for certain terrestrial radio interests who really don't like the idea that the internet has become more popular than them and their canned radio. That's the problem. I mean, I like radio when it isn't canned. But it is. You can drive from city to city and you'll hear the same thing. It's canned. It's controlled. It has no spice, no flavor anymore. And very few places even have independent radio stations still in existence. And so this Copyright Royalty Board has decided to come up with these rates that internet broadcasters have to pay. Well, look, the network that I am on already pays, and I'm not opposed to us paying to play commercial music. or I didn't used to be. But see, I have this thing. When you shoot at me, I tend to shoot back. Now, I don't like, I never have. I don't go out and pick fights. I don't like going out and picking fights. But I have to tell you, by God, if you don't want to fight, don't start one with me. If you don't want to get shot at, don't shoot at me. I shoot back. I fight back. Because I have a right to stand where I stand as much as anybody has a right to stand where they stand. We call that freedom. And when you kill off internet broadcasting, which raising these rates, by the way, they made it retroactive to January 2006. And so you've got people who have been broadcasting since January 2006 under the old system who don't have the money to pay these higher, exorbitant rates. Look, in some cases, for some broadcasters, the increase is as high as 1,300%. And this will just absolutely close them down. Now, why would you make it retroactive unless you're trying? Two things happen here. Two things. Number one, exorbitantly increasing the price. And then secondly, making not only exorbitantly increasing the price, but making it retroactive back to January 2006. Why would you do that unless you really intended to kill off internet broadcasters? Well, not the broadcasters themselves, but their shows. Why would you do that? I mean, it's quite obvious, it's blatantly, openly obvious that that's the intent. Now, I read one article that said, you know what? People who are saying that this will kill internet broadcasting are not telling you the truth. Really? Really? And this article said, and the reason is that the vast majority of internet broadcasting is done by eight huge companies, and they can afford to pay. That's not the issue. Look, I know AOL can pay. They've got the money. I know Yahoo can pay. They've got the money. Google can pay. They've got the money. That's not who I'm talking about. I'm talking about all of these small broadcasts. My broadcast is not small. Not by a long shot. But small broadcasts like mine was 7 years ago when I first started. Guys who have a dream. Guys who say, I've got something to say. Guys, not just, I don't mean just men, but when I say guys, I'm talking about guys and gals. And they're out there with broadcasts because there's something they want to say, and they want to present it, and there are people who want to hear it. And so they've got, you know, 400 or 500 or 1,000 or 2,000 people listening to their show. Some of them are every day. Some of them are once a week. Some are once a month. But it's a small operation. They're just getting going, just getting started. Then they're operating out of their own pocket. That's who it's going to kill. And there are literally thousands and thousands, tens of thousands, I guess, of those broadcasters. That's who it's going to kill. And what you're going to be left with is all the big guys. Okay? Now, my show is a big show, and my show will still be standing. We have a big audience, and we'll still be standing. But what about the guy that I was 7 years ago trying to get this started? He's out of business. That means that someone who's coming up behind me that will replace me in the future is not going to have that opportunity to even start. That's not right. That's not fair. And in this country, that's not legal. So the Copyright Royalties Board, what they have done is using power of government, which they really should not even have. Nobody elected these people. There's no one in America that elected these people. they are going to determine that only the Big Eight and maybe a few big independent shows like mine are still going to be left. That's what they are doing. And I think it needs to be exposed, and that's what I've been trying to expose. Now, there's an answer for this, and let me give it to you very quickly. The answer for this, two answers. One is everyone in the United States of America needs to literally flood their congressmen and senators with emails and letters and telephone calls. And many of you have been doing that, and it's having some effect. But you need to nonstop, I mean nonstop, run their fax machines out of paper. Fill up their inboxes with email. And cause their telephone system to jam up and crash because they're getting so many telephone calls. And it's not because I'm afraid that we won't be here. I think we will. Now, I mean, anything's possible. But I think we're okay. I don't think we've got anything to worry about. So this is not going to affect us. I'm quite certain of that. But it is wrong to kill my competition. It's wrong. There are people out there who absolutely hate this show. And they started their own show. I had one guy that told me that. He was a guest on here a couple of times. He said, you know, I don't want anything to do with you. I'm going to start my own show. Okay. Great. Now, his show does not have a gigantic audience, but it's got an audience. I want him to have the opportunity to build his show. I think he's wrong in a great many things that he says and does. I think he's right to have the opportunity to say what he says. It's called freedom of speech. And you kill freedom of speech, you've killed freedom. When you control freedom of speech, you have controlled freedom. In fact, you've made it go away. Now, folks, this is more serious than you might imagine. So that's one solution. One solution is flood your congressmen and your senators with telephone calls and faxes and emails and tell them that you want them to roll back the Copyright Royalty Board. In fact, they should not even have any legal standing. And you want them to support what is called the Internet Radio Equality Act that has been introduced by Inslee? Okay, if you can find that out for me, I would appreciate it. But you want them to support that, all right? And then secondly, here's another thing. You broadcasters are bringing this on yourselves as well by trying to play this commercially licensed music. Yeah, I know there's a lot of great bands out there that have their songs licensed through BMI and ASCAP and Sound Exchange and CSAC and all that. You know what? I'll tell you something else, though. There's a huge number of great musicians out there who have their music open. It's copyrighted, but it's open for you to play, and they don't have it commercially licensed, and it's not covered by this Copyright Royalty Board, which has no legal footing or standing. I'll tell you something. If the industry would take just the existence of the Copyright Royalty Board, if you would take it to task in court and fight it far enough to get it into the Supreme Court, I think they're out of business. I see absolutely no place in there, in that Constitution, where anybody is allowed to have constructive control over freedom of speech. So those of you who are broadcasters, and we have a great many of them who listen to this show, I'm very proud to say that I get email from a lot of different internet broadcasters, and as well as radio broadcasters, And I know you're listening. If you're playing this commercially licensed music, then you're going to have to pay the royalty fees. I'm not saying that we shouldn't. I am saying it shouldn't be 300% higher than the terrestrial radio stations. It ought to be the same, if anything. But you're going to have to pay the royalty fees. I'm not against that. I'm against this exorbitant increase targeting internet radio. And you target me, believe me, you get into my crosshairs. I'll target back. And here it is. Here's the target, and now I'm going to squeeze the trigger. There is no place for commercially licensed music on this show. It's banned. Never again. Target me, target you. It's banned. And the music you hear on this show, that's from musicians who say, hey, I want you to play my music. I want you to listen to my music. I want you to know who I am. And, you know, some of my favorite songs are in that group. I guess you can tell. I like that one that says, somebody's been lying to me. I like that. Somebody has been lying to us about a lot of stuff. So anyway, call your congressman, call your senators, send faxes, send emails. Don't let this thing happen. Now, we're making some progress. They have said, okay, it's not going into effect on May the 15th. It's going to be July 15th. So we've got a little breathing room. And during this period of time, you need to make your representatives know. You need to make them know that you're not going to put up with them killing internet radio and freedom of speech. We'll be back.
Yeah.
you see. Did you like that song? That's non-commercial. Non-commercial music. And by that, I mean it doesn't have that, you know, that license deal with one of those licensing agencies. They want us to play their music. It's free to play. I appreciate them for doing it. It's good stuff, too. Good stuff. And I encourage all other internet broadcasters to let the commercial boys eat cake. Believe me, there's great music out there, and it's you don't have to go to the commercial boys to get it. All right? So they want to target you out of business? Not necessary. Don Imus is another freedom of speech issue that I took up, and I received from quite a number of people an email that said, you know, I said, look, it's a matter of freedom of speech. MSNBC is saying they fired him, they dropped his show because of what he said. CBS went on the air and repeatedly stated they were dropping Don Imus because of what he said. Now, I'm not a Don Imus fan. I'm a freedom of speech fan. I don't even like Don Imus's show. But I am a freedom of speech fan. And they dropped him because of what he said. Can't do that in this country. It's called freedom of speech. And I had a bunch of people who wrote to me and said, oh, well, the Constitution doesn't apply to a private business. You don't think so? Now, come on. Come on. You're smarter than that. If you don't think so, try to return to the ugly days of yesteryear. If you own a business, just hang a sign on the door of your business that says, whites only. You don't think the Constitution applies to your business? Do that and find out. Now, am I in favor of that kind of practice? No. No. I grew up in that world, and that world was ugly. And it took a lot of people pushing hard to force the government to enforce the law and the constitutional protections for everybody to take away segregation. And, you know, there are businesses that have signs up that say, we reserve the right to refuse service to anyone. Yeah, try that. Try that and see if the feds don't come down on your tiny little business in your tiny little town. Why? Because American citizens have rights under the Constitution, and nobody has a right to nullify them. Don Imus could have been let go simply on the basis of the sponsors pulled out, and since the sponsors have pulled out, Don, we don't have the money to keep you going. Sorry, buddy. That would have been legal. But they wanted to be seen as the socially acceptable, politically correct, warm and fuzzy companies. And so they said, oh, well, what you said was so egregious, we have to fire you. Freedom of speech. Don Imus is suing CBS. Hope he wins. And by the way, he will. Not a question. He's going to win. He's suing. He still had $40 million left on his contract. I hope he's suing for $100 million or better, because they owe him the $40 million, in my opinion. Plus, they have damaged his marketability for the future. So I hope he gets about $100 million out of that. Freedom of speech is one of those quirky little things we call a right in this country. And whenever it is stepped on, whenever it is targeted, whenever someone tries to control it, manipulate it, or cause it to diminish, those people really, really need to be taken to the woodshed in the courts. And so I applaud Imus for that. CBS, MSNBC, I think they have no standing. I don't think there's anything they can do to defend themselves in court. You don't have to like Amos. You don't have to like what he said, but you do have to like that Constitution. It's the same Constitution that let the Reverend Jesse Jackson make that comment about Hymietown. It's that same Constitution that let Al Sharpton get on TV and slander the police in the Tawana Brawley situation, where she was lying, and there's reason to believe he knew she was lying, and he slandered the police and caused a great racial rift and uproar over something that wasn't even true. It's the same Constitution that allowed him to do that and still keep Reverend in his name. It's the same Constitution, you see, that allows rappers to use whatever language they want to use. You don't have to like it. It's called freedom of speech. You don't have to like what I say, but I have the freedom to say it. And my freedom to say it is your freedom to get up and say, I'm wrong. It's the same. It's the same freedom. And people want to pass laws about, you know, well, that's hate speech. Well, that law that governs what I can say, if it passes, is unconstitutional and unenforceable. When you put a lid on people's freedom of speech, all you do is you create more internal pressure and tension. And so if there's someone out there that hates me and they don't have the right to say so, and you tell them they can't say so, and if they do say so, they're going to prison. If you do that, you cap their right to say they hate me. If you do it, you make them hate me more. So if you want social problems to get worse, cap freedom of speech. If you want people who, just are seething with hate, if you want them to get worse, take away freedom of speech. Because freedom of speech gives people a safety valve. It gives people an avenue to let off steam, and it gives other people the avenue to engage them in debate and sometimes change their minds. But when you take it away, you take freedom of speech away, and you brush yourself off every day with that lint remover. We just don't have those little lint spots all over us now, those little lint spots of speech that's not so good. You do that. You listen to what I'm saying, and believe me, because you can see it all over the world. That's the same thing as cutting off the rattler on a rattlesnake. You didn't make him less deadly. You made him more deadly because he's still got his venom, and now you just can't hear him coming. That's what happens when you take away freedom of speech. Now, on this show, we talk about things that some people don't like. We talk about ghosts. They think you're nuts if you want to talk about ghosts. Of course, one of the major universities in this United States of America has a major program investigating what many people call paranormal activity. That would be the Arizona State University. And but there are people who don't want us to talk about that. And they would love to outlaw us having that ability. We talk about UFOs. There are people who are so totally uninformed and ignorant, have their heads so far up someplace where it shouldn't be that they haven't seen the light of day in perhaps months, that don't understand the fact that the United States government has officially declared that unidentified flying objects do exist. They officially did so in Project Blue Book. But there are people who are just completely ignorant, absolutely ignorant, stupid, and they would like to shut us up. Every group that has something to say, every single group that has something to say, has a group out there that wants to shut them up. Freedom of speech is important. Protection of it is important. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and where are you calling from?
This is Michelle from Quebec.
Yes, Michelle.
Yeah, it don't make much sense, does it? A company that's in so much trouble, the music world and all the recording companies, they're losing money hand and fist for the last 5 to 10 years. And, I mean, I can speak on this subject because I buy about 50 CDs a year. I mean, I've cut down to what I used to buy, but, I mean, still, if I don't hear a song, I don't buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, the other guy phoned the other night and said, you should be paid to play the song.
And now, here's the deal. It's in the United States, it's illegal to pay me to play a song. Okay? They call that payola. So it's illegal to do that. I'm not asking to be paid.
No, I know that, Kevin, but I'm just saying, you know, you think way back to when radio started.
Uh-huh.
These jockeys played what they liked, and these people got ahead.
That's right.
And the business. And I'm just saying right now that I know that music has, well, look, we still got the Cream around. We still got the Paul McCartney around.
Mm-hmm.
These are still the big sellers.
Yeah.
You can't, like, I know lots of guys, I've been in with lots of friends at a garage band. I help them all I can and all this stuff because I love music. So I do everything I can to promote it.
Yeah.
But they keep cutting themselves off like, I don't know. There's something more going behind the scenes because you know what I think it is? The little guys, they want to get out. Then they get out the middle guys. And then they control what you hear. And that's about it. That's like they're saying. It ain't just, if you don't make the stand right now, when you have got some power and say what you can say, them little guys, after they're gone, you're next.
That's right. That's absolutely right. And you see, even for a talk show, it's important because let me put it this way, Michelle. Let's say that all of this stuff goes into effect, and what happens then is a whole bunch of companies out there that are providing ways for smaller broadcasters to broadcast, okay? So, I mean, if you're just getting started, you don't have all the connections, you don't have all the servers, you don't have all the bandwidth you need. And so, you know, there are companies out there like Live 365 or the Edge Network or Omnisound Radio Network or Ghost Radio Network, all these networks out there that provide a way for these guys to broadcast. Okay, but not all of those networks are able to pay these exorbitant fees, and they will go under. Even Live 365 is saying that probably they'll go out of business. Well, if that happens, then the guy just getting started, like I was 7 years ago, has no way to do so.
It's like I say, it don't make much sense when you're in trouble financially that you have something like this come up that just hurts you more.
Yeah, but because, you know, at least me, and I would think there are a couple of other broadcasters probably. I'm encouraging all of the internet broadcasters to say bye-bye to the commercial radio music and just don't support it.
Well, I think that would be their best bet.
Yeah, I think so.
But, I mean, I mean, here in Canada, we haven't had much of this yet. But let's face it, once it starts in one place, it's going to go on, you know, farther.
That's true. Okay, Michelle, we're into a break. I have to, you and me both have to clear off of here so this break can happen. And in this break, you will hear more non-commercial music. Thanks for the call, Michelle. Folks, we'll be back.
Get it all. Become a member at KevinSmithShow.com.
the porch and shade that blinding sun with my hand. Well, I can feel the heat reminding me where I am. I told her I'd wait here till she returned. I never knew how long that would be. You live and learn. I'm doing time in Texas. No prison walls and signs. Your dreams aren't the same as mine. I'm gonna find myself. I just need a little time. The girl I knew has never been west of El Paso. I hear she's in L.A. now, and I'm all alone, alone. No prison walls and signs. Only wide open spaces. And still I'm trapped inside. The minutes feel like days. Into this weary man. I'm lonely, heartbroken, restless. Tell me where's the justice? Doing time in Texas. Convince myself that she's really gone. Until I do, there is no escape from this place that was once our home. I'm doing time in Texas. No prison walls in sight. Only wide open spaces. And still I'm trapped inside.
And we are back. It's the Kevin Smith Show, and we are exercising freedom of speech here. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and where are you calling from?
This is Brent from Wyoming, Kevin.
Yeah, Brent.
A few days ago, one of my parents received an email that was a quote from some testimony about the Columbine thing.
Okay.
And
you're talking about the Columbine shooting.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of the father of one of the victims wrote this poem. I don't remember what it said essentially, but essentially what it said is that the thing that drives these people to this is your regulations. You regulate their rights away.
Well, I think that's true in some cases. I do. I think in as a matter of fact, in many cases. Whenever you take someone's freedom and you oppress them, I don't care if you're saying it's in the name of the government, if it's in the name of the church, it's in the name of the next door neighbor or the homeowners association, I don't care. You take the freedom away, some people will crack.
Yeah.
And I think there are some, however, that are just evil. There are people on this planet that are just evil.
I'll agree with that, but you foster it by taking their rights away.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's when you take people's rights away, take their freedoms away, you are looking for a fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Just hope those servers in Washington that are listening to you listen to that.
Well, as a matter of fact, we have quite an audience in Washington, both civilian and otherwise, and in Washington, D.C. And I would say that most of the people, and this is true, I know a large number of people who work for our government, and the vast majority are very patriotic, love this country, love the Constitution. But what happens is the government sort of gets a momentum going.
Mm-hmm.
And by government, in this case, I'm talking about Congress. And they appoint some board to look into something, to do something, and that board oversteps its bounds.
That's out of control.
Yep, yep. And that's what's happened here. There is no such thing as the Copyright Royalties Board in the Constitution. And the best that I can see, there's no authorization to have created it or empowered it. It needs to go. These guys need to be fired now.
Yep. I will say one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't listen to music very often. In fact, the only music I get is on your show. It's very good music.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I used to once in a while mix in, for instance, Pat Benatar, Hit Me With Your Best Shot. Remember, I've used that.
Mm-hmm.
And once in a while, Alice Cooper, because I've met him and he's a nice guy and I like his music.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so forth. But that's over. I don't care if it's my brother. I don't care if it's my sister. I don't care if it's my mom in a rock band. If it's commercial, it's banned from this show.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Goodbye.
1-800-289-1092 is toll free. Look, you don't have to take this lying down. The real problem, not only in America but all across this world, is that people are afraid to stand up. Not everybody's going to like what I say. There are people who are going to write really nasty things about me and say nasty things about me, and that's quite all right. It's called freedom of speech, and I didn't ask them to marry me anyway. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Kevin. This is John in North Carolina. How you doing?
Outstanding. How are you, John?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I've got a question.
All right.
How does the ACLU stand on this situation?
That's a good question. I don't know. I had not even thought of them.
I mean, you know, I don't think very highly of them. You know how they are. But they profess to be standing up for the American the rights, you know.
Yeah, they do. But, you know, I think, haven't they come out in favor of legislation against hate speech?
Well, that's what I've heard also, which is strange to me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, look, I've had people that hated me my whole life. All of us have, if we're honest about it. There's somebody out there that doesn't like us.
Right.
And but they're far more dangerous if you tell them they can't talk about it.
Oh, that's exactly right. Oh, and I got another question for you, too. They do pass all this mess and the large companies get their way.
Yep.
And I've heard that some of these companies may have to take their business overseas or to another country to be able to broadcast. Is that true?
That is true. There are several companies. I'm aware of one in Germany that's getting ready for it. They have invested large sums of money in upgrading server capacity and getting ready to be able to handle broadcasters that are no longer free here.
Well, I was just wondering about that. Could you still run your program from where you are, say, if you was to have to go to an outside country? Can you still use your internet and sit there where you are now and broadcast, or would you have to go to that country to do it?
Me, personally, physically, I think I probably could still do what I'm doing. There are people who are not set up like I am and would have to leave the country to do it. But, you know, I don't want to see us get to a point where we Americans have to leave America in order to be free. I don't want to see that happen.
That's exactly what I was getting at. I just can't hardly believe some of the things that are coming down the pike, and especially this Vista operating system. What possible motive could Bill Gates have in disabling that operating system in that way?
Well, I don't know. He may have been forced into that. Someone suggested that perhaps that was part of some type of an agreement he had when he had all that huge trouble in the courts. I don't know that that's the case, but it could be. Anything's possible. I would rather believe that than believe that he is sinister.
Right. Oh, yeah. Bill Gates is one of my heroes, like most all the other people that own the computer, unless they have a Mac. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Microsoft bought Mac, if I'm not sure.
Well, I'll say this. If it weren't for Bill Gates, we would not be sitting here talking about the Internet tonight.
That's exactly right, Kev, and it sure is. Well, I appreciate your answers, and you're doing real good, and I hope things work out to where you can still play the music, but my goodness, if you don't have even a cymbal on there, I'll still listen to your show because, you know, the music sure is secondary.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, and but, you know, like I say, there are artists who are out all over the world, and they have bypassed all of this commercial licensing, and they're saying, look, we just want you to hear our music, and if you like it, buy our CD. And so what they do is they post one or two of the songs that's on the CD, and you can have them for free. They encourage you to download them for free, and if you like it, you buy the CD. So I encourage everyone, go over to GarageBand.com. That's one of the places where I'm getting music. Go over there, listen to music. If you like what you hear, buy their CDs. Forget these commercial guys. They want to target freedom of speech, they got to go down.
I agree with you, but you know, the thing of it is, if they're going to make you stop or put you, they aren't going to put you out of business because your business is music. But some of these smaller businesses definitely will go under, but it makes you wonder what are they going to target next, if you see what I'm getting at.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, see, when I first began broadcasting, I started on Live 365. And that's a service that makes it possible for a small broadcaster to get started.
If
they and other companies like them have to go out of business, then what happens is you can't start if you're a small guy.
Well, I know there's other folks that want to get in there and talk, Kevin. I'm going to hang up. I appreciate you taking my call. You hang in there. Things will work out.
Okay, thanks for the call.
All right.
Right. Okay, I always enjoy calls from him. And folks, I think we're going to be okay. But my show's not little in trying to get started. My show's big and has momentum. But what about the guy coming behind me who's trying to start this week? Don't you think he's got a right? We'll be back right after this.
Alien Seeker News has blasted off and is providing a new and important resource for everyone interested in UFOs, aliens, alien abductions, Bigfoot, Chupacabra, and more. Featuring five of the top UFO radio talk shows, lots of information and articles in free forms, Alien Seeker News has launched on its journey to greatness. Go to AlienSeekerNews.com, register for the free forums, and get the classic Flying Saucers Are Real by Major Donald Kehoe as a free ebook. Join today.
Kevin Smith here. Do you have your Kevin Smith Show t-shirt yet? No? Well, let today be the day you step into the world of galactic fashion. V Visit the Kevin Smith Show online store and get yours today.
Kevin Smith Show at
1-800-289-1092. And we are back at the Kevin Smith Show. Let me welcome all of you who have just now joined us in this second hour. I'm bringing us up to date on the situation with freedom of speech being actually targeted and under attack by what I think is an unconstitutional bureaucracy called the Copyright Royalty Board. And the reason I think it's unconstitutional is because it's not in there. So that's pretty clear. And it's unconstitutional because they are taking steps, making rules and regulations related to broadcasting that targets Internet broadcasting in a way that is guaranteed to kill Internet broadcasting. And, there will be a few of the big boys around. And then you'll have, you know, the same stilted choices that you have had with terrestrial radio. And but that's not constitutional to manipulate freedom of speech or to choke it. And that's what they're doing by their action. Don't care if they say, well, that's not our intention. I don't care. It doesn't matter. You might say, you know, you run over someone with your car and you say, I didn't mean to. Well, I don't care. You did. And if you run over someone with your car, whether you meant to or not, they are still injured and you're in trouble. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and where are you calling from?
Kevin, it's Bill from Elgin, Illinois.
Yes, Bill.
I have a text message from a lady I thought was sort of interesting I'd share with you.
Yeah.
Her husband's stationed in Iraq, and of course she's at work, and they have the internet over there, and some of the folks over there, of course, are listening to you over in the war zone.
Well, let me say hello to all of our friends in Iraq, and thank you for your service. I salute you.
And the thing that she thought was sort of interesting was he sent her a text message saying it is a little disheartening to see our rights being attacked here and degraded while they're over there trying to defend us. Someone else is attacking us from the rear, and they can't defend us. If we don't open our mouths, you know, they're doing their share to defend us overseas. We have to stick up for ourselves here, or we're going to lose.
That's true. And Bill, let me say, that you got this letter from someone in Iraq?
The lady that gave me this text message just now here at the radio station, she can text her husband in Iraq.
Yeah?
But I was full. He couldn't get through to me, so he got through to her.
Okay.
And she just passed it on to me that asked me, since she can't leave her workstation, it might be interesting to share that with you, though.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. Let me say this for you, for her, and for those who are serving, defending our freedoms. As I said, I salute you. It's not so much our elected politicians, you know, the representatives and the senators that are doing this. It's a board they created that's doing it, and they have to rein this in. They have to get it under control. And we have some good news, we think. Two things. One is something called the Internet Radio Equality Act has been introduced. And if it passes, then it rolls all this back and makes it, I mean, you know, Internet broadcasters will have to pay, but they'll pay the same thing as terrestrial radio. And that's the way it should be. The second thing is that this CRB, the Copyright Royalty Board, decided not to make this go into effect until July the 15th. So they know they're in trouble. There's been offices of congressmen are being flooded with emails and phone calls. And we need to make sure we put the pressure on them because the majority of us are listening via internet. Just like this person in Iraq, serving in Iraq, can hear this show because of internet. We need to keep that freedom open.
We certainly do. One last thing. If Toby happens to be listening, there's a lot of folks on my end here in Elgin that are complying with his wishes.
Okay, the prayer request.
Yes, exactly.
Outstanding.
I'm not going to go into it, but I got a lot of emails about it, and there's a lot of folks here doing that very thing just for him.
Well, that's a good thing. I'll tell you something. There are people who don't believe that prayer works, and I have said myself, I have never seen a miracle. But I'll tell you something. I had a stroke, and when I hit the floor, and I mean I hit the floor. When I hit the floor, I had no control over, you know, I couldn't stand up. I couldn't, I kind of could blubber a little bit. I couldn't talk. I just kind of mumbled a little bit. And the next day, I was okay. I have to say, that's a miracle.
Yes, it is. Well, I'm glad that's the way it worked out. Just so Toby knows, what you said on the radio didn't go ignored. There's a lot of people taking care of that very thing just for him.
Well, that's a good thing, and okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Right. Goodbye. Yes, indeed. I do salute those who are serving. Some, you know, I mean, look, the people in our military have all kinds of different political views. This is not a political show. And this topic is not about politics. This is not about Democrats and Republicans. That's politics. Democrats and Republican stuff. That's politics. This is about freedom. And I think it's highly important. I think it's massively important. And I'm just thrilled that those who are listening overseas and who are serving in uniform, I'm just thrilled that you are voicing your opinion as well. It is quite important for us all of us to stand for our Constitution and say, now, hang on a minute. Politics is one thing, but, you know, doggone it, the Constitution is the Constitution, and we don't monkey around with that. See, it's that Constitution. You got to understand this, and a lot of people around the world don't understand this. A lot of Americans don't understand this. The only thing that makes America America is that Constitution. When it goes, America's done. Now, you might say, oh, well, no, you know, America is it's not just the Constitution. America is its values. Hogwash. We don't all have the same values. We do all have the same Constitution. It's not the thing that makes America is not, you know, there are countries around this world where if you're a citizen of that country, you are a certain religion. It's not only Islamic countries. They are that way. But it's also that way in some so-called Christian countries. And where, you know, if you're a citizen of that country, that's what you are. You are that type of a Christian, okay? Like if you're Croatian, you're Catholic. If you're a Serb citizen, you are Orthodox Christian. Here in this country, we're not all one thing. You can be what you want to be. But the one thing that makes America America is that Constitution. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Kevin. This is Dale from New York.
Yes, Dale.
Hey, you're absolutely right. The Constitution is what makes us the nation we are.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing that's going on with this board or whatever it is just a blatant attempt to shut down. I got a feeling that that's just the first attempt to take more control of the internet. You know, because you guys talk about subjects mainstream won't touch.
That's true. Absolutely true.
And there's people, and I hate to say this, and I hope this doesn't sound political, but my gut instincts tell me there are powerful people in our government system that doesn't want this information to go out. You know, I think the internet's starting to get Americans to use their critical thinking again.
Yeah. Yeah, it's causing people to wake up.
Yeah, we got to start waking up to reality here. Things are not right. But we can fix them, but we got to know what's going on before we fix it, right?
That's true. That's true.
That's just the way I see it. And I see what's going on in this situation as one attempt by some bureaucrat to get some control. And you got to beat it now, because if you don't beat it now, they're going to come after everybody else.
That's true. Look, you know, here's what I see happening. Let's say that we don't beat this. And we don't get Congress to equalize things between the internet and radio. Then all the little broadcasters, by little, I'm talking about guys that are operating out of their own pockets, and, you know, they're not huge, and they don't have these huge budgets. It's just out of their own pocket because they believe in what they're doing. They're going to be gone. Okay, so bigger shows like mine, and there are some others. I mean, it's not like internet broadcasting will instantly all be gone. There'll still be,
right.
But you'll only have the big shows. You won't have the dissenting voices that think I'm wrong.
Right.
And we need those, okay? They're next.
Yep, that's true.
They're next. We're next. It'll be the big guys that next get axed.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I just I think mainstream media, I think they really do not like internet. I think they really hate it.
Well, they do hate it, and they do their best to talk about, for instance, bloggers, and that's not real journalism. Well, let me tell you, the number one site for news that people go to is Drudge.
Right.
After that, do you know who it is?
Bloggers?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, it's MSNBC.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so while they try to say that that's not real journalism, they're huge on the internet. CNN is also.
Right.
Yeah. So they know the power of the internet, and they're trying to use it to their, you know, in their favor. But there's going to be a huge backlash in the public if your favorite shows, whether it's music or talk shows, if they're suddenly gone and not available to you because they're internet, and that's it, and they're gone. Are you going to be inclined to do business with the people who made it go away?
Oh, no way.
Right.
No way.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a huge backlash. And, you know, people do not want news to be controlled.
That's the whole thing. We need to see, even if the other side of discussion is not what you want to hear, you should hear it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
In case you change your mind and want to hear the other side of the story. You know, we should have the right to hear it.
I used to live in Serbia, and I was there on behalf of the United States government, and totally believe in our mission, totally believed in what we were doing there, still do. I knew people, other Americans, when Milosevic would come on television, they would turn it off. I listened. I wanted to hear what he was telling his people. Well, and I happened to speak Serbian, so I understood what he said.
Yeah.
And it was a real eye-opener to me just to hear how he could talk about the same event that the Americans were talking about and give it such a totally, completely different perspective and spin for his people. If we're going to deal with the world, we need to hear. We need to listen. We need to hear all of the different perspectives, even the ones we don't like.
That's true.
Maybe especially the ones we don't like.
And that's what freedom of speech is all about.
Well, it is, and I will tell you that one of the things that they used to say on in Serbia is it's better to talk 10,000 years than to fight for one.
That makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for letting me talk to you.
Hey, thanks for the call.
All right, buddy.
Bye. Freedom of speech is a big, big deal. It is why this show exists. Now, when I say it's why, I don't mean that we talk about freedom of speech all the time here. What I mean is that because of freedom of speech, this show was able to be born. And, you know, when this show started, let me tell you, I was in Kosovo. I was not in a position to actually do business, all right? I was in Kosovo. I didn't even have telephone contact most of the time with the United States. And I was able to start this show because there was a Canadian company that was giving away websites. And they, I asked them, you know, in email, is it okay if I put audio files up? And they said yes. The service was sometimes kind of not reliable, but it was free. It was a Canadian company that some of you may remember. It was called Crosswinds. And so they let me put my files up there free. Well, look, that doesn't exist anymore. You might say, oh, yeah, you can get a free website. Yeah, you can, but none of them allow you to post audio files. So nobody can start for free anymore, like I did. And so they're having to pay fees to servers to have their show broadcast. Okay, that's fine. They're paying those fees. Now go up 1,300% and ask how many will still be here. Go up 300%. And ask how many will still be here. Not very many. This show began because I had a dream to do something. I believed that there were things we should talk about that were not being talked about. And are they, in some cases, were, but not in the way from the perspective that I thought we should approach them. And so I began. If this thing goes forward, people who, just like me, have a dream and an idea and want to begin will not be able to. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and where are you calling from?
It's me again, Kevin.
Yeah.
Kelvin, Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring in a couple more stories, but not that this story isn't important and needs the airtime.
All right.
Just the idea about them finding a real sea serpent. Did you see the video I sent you?
I have not had a chance to look at anything in the past 2 days.
Okay, well, I got this off of MSN, like you just named.
Uh-huh.
And it's 70 to 90 feet long. It looks like a snake. And they had a skin diver down there filming it. And it moves like a snake, but it can make itself flat or circular as it moves.
Hmm.
And I've never seen anything like this in my life. It looks like a giant earthworm.
Wow.
Yeah. And the other big story that we already talked about Monday, way before anybody else even started talking about it, is England releasing UFO files.
That's true. As a matter of fact, I've got that as I've got that story printed out and in my hands here. Yeah, that's going to be big. The French have done it, and now the British are going to do it. I wonder if the United States will do that as well.
Well, they're kind of pushing it that way, eh? I don't know if they'll have much choice if many other countries come out and start saying, well, there's not many countries left.
Mm-hmm.
Have any power or have any space programs or anything.
Yeah. But, you know, one of the things, Michelle, in this story, it says that the Ministry of Defense abandoned inquiries into the UFO phenomena in 1951. Well, we know that they still had Nick Pope working up till, what, 1991?
That's right.
Something like that.
I mean, there's a lot. Well, we know because we listen to your show that there's lots more that... The truth is, you know, there would you have to separate with a little bit of grain of salt, eh?
Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, I just wanted to talk about it because you had your poll up there.
Uh-huh.
And if you look at your poll, this just proves it, that sea serpent that they did find. Now, it, you know, it's just another form of life that we didn't know about before.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I guess the last story is I want to send my sympathies to the family of the astronaut that passed away there, Wally Schrider. I hope I said his name right.
Wally Schirra.
Schirra, that.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about my pronunciation. I apologize to the family, but I mean, I just want to send my sympathy because he's a real pioneer, and I'm very happy about the work all the astronauts do and taking a chance you know, on life and limb for that kind of work, just so we can... get a little farther ahead, and then
yeah.
Little things like, you know.
You know, he flew in the Mercury space program, the Gemini, and then the Apollo space program. Have you ever seen a Mercury space capsule?
Ever since I've been a kid, my parents put me in front of the TV every time there was anything about space.
Well, I have seen a Mercury space capsule up close. I mean, in person, I've seen an actual space capsule that returned from space. One of these Mercury space capsules is about the size, in fact, it's not even as big as an old Volkswagen Bug, Volkswagen Beetle. They're small. It's like they were piloting a beer can through space. These guys really were something.
You must have watched the movie The Right Stuff.
Well, I did, but I've been to the Space Center there in Houston, and they have an actual capsule, Mercury capsule. I forget which one, but it's one that returned from space, and they have it on display. And it's really small.
Did you hear about that Boeing 7? Or I think it was a Boeing 7. Anyway, they were dragging it. Some junk dealer had bought it, and he was driving it down, I think it was in India, some city street. And he couldn't go under the bridge or something, and he just left it there.
Huh. No, I didn't.
And the guy that owns the restaurant that's right beside it,
yeah.
He complained at first, but more then people started coming from all over the city and all over the place just to see the plane. So now he's happy.
Yeah, it was good for business.
Well, I just wanted to bring out them two stories because I think in the future we'll be talking about them again. And there's more trouble with bees, but of course... still not much knowing what's going on with that. But anyway, I just think I brought you up, I bring you up to date there, and people that listen.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a good weekend.
You bet.
Ah, yes, ladies and gentlemen. We live in a strange world. If you live in the United States, and I won't say this about any other country, I'll only say it about the United States, because I am an American. But if you live in the United States, you live in a country that is both strange and wonderful. Sometimes, because of our freedoms come under attack. Does that make sense to you? There are people who use freedom of speech to attack our freedoms in this country. And that is one of the uncomfortable things about the kind of freedom we have. It's a tremendous, tremendous and wonderful experiment that we call America. Our Constitution does not grant anybody any rights. You know what it does? It tells the government, we have these rights. Don't monkey around with them. We'll be back.
Get it all. Become a member at KevinSmithShow.com.
Kevin Smith at 1-800-289-1092.
And we are back. We've got about 30 minutes left in the show, and if there's something that is on your mind and you would like to say, you have a question, you have a comment, something you would like to say, please feel free to call in and state what is on your mind. And, you know, I think that's one of the great things, you see, about talk radio, and especially about talk radio that is coupled with the Internet. One of the great, wonderful things about it is it gives you the opportunity to say what is on your mind. Freedom of speech is at the heart of everything else. It's at the heart of every other freedom. If you take away freedom of speech, no other freedom is possible. Now, you might say, oh, sure. Yeah, because, you know, you have this right to not have your house subject to, and yourself subject to, unreasonable search and seizure. True, you do. But if you have an unreasonable search or seizure committed against you, in other words, no search warrant, and the police in your part of the country just break down your door and search your house and take a bunch of stuff, and there's no search warrant. Well, that's certainly, I think, unreasonable, don't you? If that were to happen and you don't have freedom of speech, you couldn't complain about it, and you couldn't do anything about it. Freedom of speech is what ensures every other freedom. Now, whenever they say, well, you can say whatever you want to say, you just can't say it here. We're not denying you freedom of speech. We're just saying you can't say it here. We allow that kind of legislation everywhere. We're not saying you can't smoke. You just can't smoke here. We're not saying you can't have a gun. You just can't have one here. Okay, now, you may see, so we have people on both sides of all those issues. You may think, well, that's good. You know, I don't want anybody smoking here. Yeah, well, you know, if you're a non-smoker, I'm a non-smoker. If you're a non-smoker, you may think that's wonderful. On the other hand, consider freedom. In Arizona, the nicotine Nazis in Arizona will not allow you to smoke even in a bar. The Sunday school teachers behind that never even go in bars. But you can't even smoke in a bar here. We have some bars you can't even drink. I don't drink either. But I am for freedom. You think I'm kidding? You think you do. You think I can hear you laughing. You think I'm kidding when I say we have bars where you cannot drink alcohol. That's a fact. And that's because of law. There's a law. Certain types of bars cannot serve alcohol at all. And you can't bring it with you. You can't drink any alcohol in that bar. And you can't smoke anywhere. Well, if you're a non-smoker, you might say, well, that's good. I don't have to smell it. Okay. What about when they start saying you can't carry your Bible? We're not saying you can't believe it. We're not saying that you know, you just can't have your Bible with you here. You see, a person's freedom to do the things that irritate you is exactly the same as your freedom to do the things you like that are irritating to someone else. You may be saying, well, how could the Bible be irritating to you? Believe me, you and your Bible are irritating to lots of people. Not to me. But believe me, there are lots of people that just get really irritated about you and your Bible. But your right to carry it, to read it, to talk about it, to discuss it, is the same as their right to do things that irritate you. That's the way freedom works. And we all have to be tolerant You have to be tolerant of people, okay? What you may say, well, I don't want to sit where I have to smell their smoke. Okay. Well, how about restaurants having to have it's either no smoking at all or a separate dining room for those who do smoke? And I think most people would say, well, that's fair. Yeah, not here. The nicotine Nazis said, no way, not here. Not here. You're not free in Arizona. And there are other states that are that way about your right to keep and to bear arms. The right of the people to keep and to bear arms shall not be infringed. I don't even own a gun. I'm not a gun collector. I'm not pro-gun rights. I'm pro-Constitution. And you see, to the degree that you are pro-Constitution, you're free. To the degree that you're pro-Constitution, your country's free. To the degree that you don't give a rat's rear, you're no longer free. It's an important thing, this thing, freedom of speech, because everything I just said to you is covered by it. Some of the things I just said to you make some of you really upset. And some of you are cheering. But it was freedom of speech that made it possible for me to say it. Those who want to control freedom of speech, those who want to control speech at all, any kind of speech, are enemies of freedom. Enemies of freedom. And when they say, well, you know, you just can't say it here, that's an enemy of freedom. What about if somebody says, you know, I hate white people. I just hate white people. Well, I'm white. Do I want a law that says you can't say that? No. I don't like it if you say it. I wish you didn't feel that way. Nobody asked me if I wanted to be white. I was just born this way. And nobody asked you if you wanted to be whatever color you are. You were just born that way. So I don't understand what the big deal is. You had nothing to do with it, nor did I. We're just what we are. But if you want to say, I hate white people, I want you to have that right. I'm much safer if I know you hate me. Just because I take away your right to say so doesn't mean I took away your hate. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and where are you calling from?
This is Brent again, Kevin.
Yes, Brent?
I just thought of two more things. They not only want to, they want to control freedom of speech. That's a given.
All right.
What that leads into is they want to control the information.
Yeah.
And that leads into they want to control thought.
That's true, and I look, you know, I don't think that there's anybody in the Copyright Royalties Board that sat down and thought all of that out. I don't think they're actually capable of that. But that's where it leads to. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to say.
All right.
Goodbye.
Thanks for the call. But can't you see that, folks? Can't you see that if you make a law that says that someone can't say something, it may make you more comfortable, but it didn't make you more safe. It made you less safe. There are people in the Ku Klux Klan who have things to say that, number one, I don't agree with. I can't think of much that I would agree. I can't think of anything I agree with the Ku Klux Klan. And they would say that because I don't hate black people, then I'm a traitor to my race. They would say that. I think they're dead wrong. I think they are. I disagree with that completely. Absolutely everything in me disagrees with it. But you see, their right to say it makes me safer. They believe that whether we let them say it or not. And if you take away their right to say it, you didn't make me safer and you didn't make you safer. They still feel what they feel. They still believe what they believe. Only now they're really ticked off because we took another right away. So they're more dangerous. All of these laws that say you have to use certain language and you can't use certain other language, all of those laws, and what we're talking about in general is freedom of speech, but all of those laws where you can't say what you really think, don't you understand that it creates a fictional world that looks like, you know, it's all coming up roses and life is lovely and everyone's getting along? And meanwhile, people who are really dangerous to you are not able to say what they really think about you, and they are plotting your destruction, and you don't even know it. It's far more dangerous. Let people say what they have on their minds. Now, see, what does that have to do with what we start out talking about here with this Copyright Royalties Board? Here's what it has to do with that. On the Internet, there are people who say some outrageous things. I mean, I think they're outrageous. Maybe you don't. Maybe you think they're just wonderful. Okay, that's freedom of speech. There are people who say things that I think are just totally outrageous. Things that I really disagree with. But guess what? I'm here saying what I'm saying tonight in defense of those people, in defense of their right to say what they say. Because, look, there was a time when Internet broadcasting was really, really outrageous. But do you know that the biggest Internet broadcasters now, most near the top in every market, is Christian broadcasting? Did you know that? I mean, they're strong, Christian broadcasting. Don't you think they have a right to get their message out, whether you agree with it or not? Well, yeah, but what about the Wiccans? Hey, they have a right to. And right now we have the Internet, and right now they can, for very little money, they can put their message out on the Internet. They can broadcast too. That is freedom of speech, and that is at the core, the heartbeat of all other freedoms. The Copyright Royalty Board is aiming at music, and they will say this has nothing to do with talk shows. But see, the same services that carry those shows that do the music, they're carrying the small talk shows too. Guess what? Guess what? When you put the carrier out of business, you've put the messengers out of business as well. You take the carrier, when you put the networks that are carrying them, you put them out of business. You've put those shows out of business. Those talk shows are going to disappear. All you have to do is make it impossible to speak, and it doesn't matter if you tell them they've got a right to speak. We'll be back.
Get it all. Become a member at KevinSmithShow.com.
vibrations.
Kevin Smith at 1-800-289-1092.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We have just a few minutes left, and in these last few minutes, let me just sort of cap off everything that we've already said. And that is, and I hope you take this seriously. If you live in the United States of America, take this seriously. It's not Congress that is trying to take away our freedom of speech in this particular case. It is, on the other hand, something they created called the Copyrights Royalty Board, and we need to communicate with them and tell them we want them to get this animal under control. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Kevin. It's Debbie from Columbus. I'm kind of coming in late tonight because I had something else going on. Well, I kind of hope that the copyright law, board law there, decides, you know, not to go through with this. I mean, you know, everybody on the internet is going to get hurt.
The yeah.
Big guys and the little guys. The little guys especially, like you said, they're going to be gone in the twinkling of an eye. And,
yep. It'll hit them like a tidal wave.
Well, exactly. And the folks, it seems like the folks on the copyright board review or whatever you call it, they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
They're just out to see themselves protected and, you know, everybody else can go hang. I think that's how they look at it. So I'm hoping that, you know, if they go through with this, you know, that Congress does step in and say, well, now, wait a minute. What you're doing is going to not only take away the rights of those broadcasters on the Internet, but it's going to leave a lot of them out in the dark. They're not going to have their programs anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Their programs are going to be defunct. So I really hope, you know, Congress does something a little smart than what they've been doing lately. And, you know, step in and stop this. Because,
well, and I think they will. I hope they will. I have heard there are a number of Congress persons and senators that listen to this show, believe it or not, and probably listening tonight. And, I think they can see that this is going to be very detrimental politically. Very detrimental, and I think they're going to do something about it. I hope so.
Well, there's something going on here in Ohio. The cable companies, there's only the major one here is Time Warner, and we're running into that problem because Time Warner has the about 83% of the cable monopoly in the state of Ohio. So there has been a grassroots internet movement called WeWantChoiceOhio.com. So they're doing this on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And I signed up and sent a petition to one of my comments. to one of our state legislatures, and also I sent a statement to our local newspaper that, you know, it's time. Indiana and Michigan have a sort of like a deregulation on the cable companies.
Mm-hmm.
Have a number of cable companies there that are in there, and, you know, the customers can choose whatever cable company they want to go with. If they want to go with Time Warner and pay more fees, they'll do it. If they want to go with cable company XYZ, they'll go with them and pay lesser fees. Ohio as a whole doesn't have that right now.
There is something that is happening, though, that we haven't talked about, and that is not only are we talking about internet radio, but there are internet television stations that are going to be hit with this.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Choice is a good thing.
Well, it has to be, because it's really funny. I work for Kroger, and the one thing that Kroger has, it's almost like a morbid fear of Walmart.
Uh-huh.
And our union here, the United Commercial and Food Workers Union, they basically said, well, you know, don't shop at Walmart because they're not union. And I'm like, well, number one, I may be in union, but when I'm on company time, I'm on company time. When I'm off company time, you're not going to tell me where I can and cannot shop. And I've made this plain to the union board members. I said, you know, when I'm on Kroger time, you can tell me whatever you want. But when I'm off Kroger time, I'll shop wherever I want to. Plus, you know, I have friends who work for them. I have several family members who work for them, for Walmart, that is.
Mm-hmm.
So why shouldn't I patronize there? See, I don't have a problem with a healthy competition. There's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes our economy stable. That's what makes our economy sound.
Oh, sure. And I'm the same way. I have no problem with other shows that want to go on and say stuff about me.
Exactly. So if we're doing that in, you know, like in retail industry, well, then why the heck can't we do that on the Internet? You know, why does the copyright board have to have the final say in who can do what and who can't do what on the Internet? They shouldn't have to be the judge and jury and make all the decisions as to what's going to be happening. I mean,
well, let me tell you, we can put them, I mean, you don't put them out of business by doing this, but you totally nullify and zero out their effect.
Exactly.
If you just say, guess what, guys, I'm not listening to any of your artists.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's unfortunate, but that's what, unless, you know, Congress can step in by May 15th and take care of the situation, that's what we may have to do. We may have to do, you know, a nationwide boycott of the recording artists. I don't want to do that. I'm like you. I love music. I grew up on rock and roll. I grew up on
the Beatles. Yeah, but, you know, try this. Go to GarageBand.com.
Mm-hmm.
There's tons of great music over there. And GarageBand.com is not the only one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There are others. And but GarageBand.com, go over there and see if you don't find some music you like. Hey, we're out of time. I'm
okay,
going to have to wrap this up.
Weekend.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. I just got a little signal there that we were just about out of time, and I want to do this. Look, we had a call that was relayed from Iraq, and then it was a text message from Iraq to, I guess it's his wife or his sister, his mother, somebody, over in Elgin, Illinois, who then emailed to the radio station that's carrying our show there, 1610 AM, and then we got a call from them relaying it to us. How about that? Was that cool or what? I want to do something for you folks that are serving our country and not... we've got a lot of countries listening. You got to understand, I'm an American. I'm proud to be an American. I don't think we're the only wonderful place on earth, but it is a wonderful place. And we have people serving in our military, and they're in danger right now. And I want to do this for them, all right? do appreciate your service. And I hope you enjoyed that. And that's a little bedtime music for Osama as well. Ladies and gentlemen, I've had a good time tonight. And I've talked about something that I think is highly important. I hope you think it's important. I hope you believe that freedom of speech is at the very core, the heartbeat of every other freedom. Do what you can to protect it. One of the best things you can do is use it. Use your freedom of speech to tell the people in Washington, D.C. that you want this copyright board thing finished, done, and behind us. All right, my friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do, too. You can call me whatever you'd like to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until Monday, when we start another wonderful week of freedom of speech. So long, everybody.